The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Go With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I'm a lifestyle content creator, certified life coach, and of course, the host of this lovely little podcast. So in today's episode, we are going back to the basics a bit. We are talking all about morning routines and creating a morning routine that works for you. And I'm really excited about this episode, as silly as that might sound. I feel like everyone talks about morning routines, and we've definitely touched on the topic of morning routines before on the podcast. There's a reason for that. They say when you win your morning, you win your days. And until recently, your girl has not been winning her mornings. I've mentioned in previous episodes recently how I have just been starting my day off on the wrong foot. And ever since then, I've been really intentional about romanticizing my mornings once again, creating a morning routine that works for me in this season of my life. And it has completely changed everything. I feel so much more positive, my mood is lighter, I feel more productive, and we're gonna get into all of that in today's episode. I don't really have anything else to say other than I have been feeling really good lately, and I know a lot of it has to do with my morning routine that I've created for myself. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into today's episode.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So I want to get into the beauty of morning routines. There is a reason why we are constantly hearing about morning routines and the power of morning routines, whether it's in self-help books, YouTube videos, on TikTok, on Instagram, and it's because they genuinely do work. As someone who was in a funk for the last few months and then recently started prioritizing her morning routine, it has quite literally shifted everything for me just from a few weeks of practicing my morning routine. For me, morning routines really helps to set the tone for my day. It gives me space to check in with myself, pour into myself, and really show up for myself before anything else, before I have to start my day. So unfortunately, the girlies like myself are right in saying that waking up early, making your bed, journaling, going on a walk, and prioritizing yourself first thing in the morning is really the key to feeling your best. And I say unfortunately because if we're completely honest, there are some days I do not want to do any of these things, whether it's because I'm just physically exhausted, or maybe I'm struggling mentally, or I'm just not feeling my best. And something that I've learned is that the mornings I really want to skip my morning routine are exactly when I need it most. As I said, practicing my morning routine has helped. My mood has been so much lighter. My mental health has been better. I'm feeling inspired to create again, to work, and really like ready to get my day started. And I've also noticed that on days when I practice my morning routine, as I go throughout my day and maybe challenges come my way or there's an obstacle at work, I feel like I'm better equipped to handle anything that might come my way because I am just mentally in a better space. I feel my best versus like days when I rush my day and I don't really spend time to check in with myself. Those days when something challenging comes my way, it literally feels like the end of the world. So that's just something that I've noticed, especially within the last few weeks of prioritizing a morning routine once again. So what inspired this week's episode, aside from me, of course, prioritizing a morning routine once again, was actually from a post that I made recently on Threads talking about my morning routine and how it's helped me feel better. And that post actually ended up going viral. And so many people commented either agreeing with me and the power in a really good morning routine. But then there were also so many comments of people saying how they struggle to be consistent with their morning routine, or they struggle to wake up at 5 a.m. or they really want to like be a morning routine person, but they struggle for whatever reason. And let me be the first to just say this. There is no one way to have a morning routine. You don't need to be a 5 a.m. head straight to a solid core workout class type of girl. You can if you want, and if that's what fits your schedule and that's what genuinely makes you feel good, then go for it. Absolutely. I'm here for that. But I just am here to say that it's not the only way. There is no right way. The key in creating a morning routine that works for you is to do what makes you feel good and what fits with your schedule and your lifestyle and your needs. And that's kind of what we're going to get into in today's conversation. I feel like on social media and even in like many self-help books, they love to push a certain idea of the quote unquote perfect morning routine. Also, side note, if you're a woman, please be mindful of who you're taking advice from, especially when it comes to self-help advice or productivity, because I personally believe a man's take on how to win your mornings, how to be productive, how to become your best self, anything of that sort, is not always going to be the best fit for us women. I briefly mentioned this in my last episode, how as a woman, I do not operate the same way as a man, and I don't want to. So when it comes to taking advice, I'm very mindful of like who I'm taking advice from and if that is something that actually aligns with myself as a person, but more specifically as a woman. But I digress. Just be mindful of who you're taking advice from. But as I was saying, I feel like there's this certain narrative around morning routines and what the perfect morning routine looks like. And I definitely used to have this mindset that if my morning routine didn't look a specific way, like waking up at 5 a.m., getting an intense workout in, meditating for an hour, then that meant I wasn't doing it right. But again, what's right for one person is not going to be right for somebody else. And your morning routine should be built around what you need to feel your best. And it should be filled with the little things you genuinely enjoy doing. Your morning routine should be something that you look forward to doing, not something that you feel like you have to do or that you dread doing. So if you're someone who currently feels that way about your morning routine, that may be a sign that maybe it isn't the best morning routine for you. And so my intentions with today's episode is to guide you in being able to create your perfect morning routine so that you wake up in the morning and you feel inspired to actually want to start your mornings. So when it came down to creating my morning routine and romanticizing my mornings once again, I first had to figure out what it was that I needed so that I could implement the right habits into my morning routine. One thing that I realized I needed for my morning routine was intentional time and space to pour into myself. When I didn't have my morning routine, that's when life was crazy. I wasn't feeling my best. I was dealing with burnout and all of that. And I personally didn't have time during the day to really check in with myself and to practice any type of self-care. So I knew that I needed time in the morning before the chaos of the day, before work, before anything else. I needed to make time for myself so that I could feel grounded, feel connected, and just feel very in tune with myself so that I can show up for the day better. So that was one thing that I realized I needed, intentional time and space to pour into myself. The other thing that I realized I needed was better work-life balance and better time management. Right now, I essentially have two full-time jobs. One, of course, as a content creator, and my other full-time job, which I like to call my pink collar job, which I just think is so fun and cute, but it perfectly describes my job. And while I love both, balancing them is definitely not easy, and I realized that I really wasn't managing my time efficiently. And for me, it's not about doing more necessarily. If you listened to my last episode, you know we're all about gentle productivity. So it's more about creating enough time to do what matters most to me. So for me, that meant I needed to wake up earlier and prioritize my non-negotiable so that I felt better and just give myself more time and energy for the rest of the day. So those were the things that I personally needed: more intentional time and space to pour into myself, and then better work-life balance and time management. So I needed to create a morning routine that would help me with these needs. When it comes to your morning routine, as I said, there's no one size fits all. What works for one person is not going to work for the next person. So your morning routine doesn't have to be an hour long. It doesn't have to be full of a million different tasks. It can be as simple or as detailed as you want it to be, but it should include your non-negotiables. And your non-negotiables are the things that no matter what, you commit to doing every single day, if not most days. My first non-negotiable of the day is to read a daily excerpt from my book that I'm reading, Journey to the Heart. You might be familiar with it, but I read my daily message every single day. My second non-negotiable is journaling. Some days it might just be a quick gratitude list. Other days it might be a deep dive into my thoughts, anything that's bothering me, anything that I need to work through. Sometimes it's a guided prompt from one of my guided journals. It really doesn't matter. My third non-negotiable is making my bed. This is more just a small win, but it makes me feel productive. And then my fourth non-negotiable is getting a walk-in. I aim to reach 10,000 steps a day, and I like to get a head start with that goal in the morning by getting maybe like my first 5,000 steps throughout the day, and then I end up getting a few more thousand steps in, and then if I haven't reached 10K by the end of the evening, then I'll take a second walk. But those are my four non-negotiables. They're very simple, they're very minimal, but these are the non-negotiable habits that truly make all the difference. There are some mornings where maybe I do more than this. Maybe some mornings I might feel called to meditate, listen to a motivational video. I might feel called to get a workout in first thing in the morning. It really just depends. Not every day looks the same, but these are the four things that I will always do no matter what. So those are my personal non-negotiables. If you're someone who's trying to create a morning routine that works for you, this is where I would say to really take time to, one, figure out what is it that you're lacking right now and what is it that you're needing in your life. Is it more quiet time? Is it more movement? Is it taking time to organize and plan your day? Like, really get clear on what it is that you're needing and figure out what your non-negotiables are. You can start off with making a list of all the things that you could possibly do in a morning routine. So meditating, journaling, prayer, working out, writing a to-do list, practicing gratitude. And I'm not saying that you have to do all of those things, but maybe write a list of all the things that you could do in a morning routine, and then pick 1 to 5 things that really feel the most important to you. I just think that might be helpful if you don't know where to start. And if you're kind of like lost on what to do, you can just look up, you know, different people's morning routines. You can go on Pinterest and look up like morning routine habits, write it all down, and then just pick 1 to 5 things that feel the most important to you. And then some tips that have really helped me to stick to my morning routine so far has been, one, planning the night before. So that could look like laying out my outfit for the day, writing my to-do list, having my planner ready. Maybe if I'm shooting content the next day, setting up my equipment out and having it ready to go. Little things like that that just make my morning run a little bit smoother. The second tip that I have that has been helping me stick to my morning routine is giving myself enough time to unwind in the evening. If you're like me and you struggle to fall asleep or stay asleep, then this might be helpful for you as well. But I find that if I don't give myself enough time to turn my brain off, I struggle to sleep. And of course, that affects my mornings and then throughout the day. So I have found that I need to disconnect from my phone and TV at least like 30 minutes before bed. And during that time is when I like to make my sleepy girl mocktail, journal if I feel like journaling. Sometimes I'll like reflect in the evening. I also have been into reading again. Lately, I've been rereading the book Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell. It's a very light read, but it touches on how to uncover your purpose, how to find your light, how to really like come into your authentic self. And I know that sounds like very heavy and deep, but the way that it's written, it just feels so light and easy to read. So that has been something that has made a huge difference in just getting better sleep overall. Another thing that's been really helpful has been putting my phone in the kitchen or just in a separate room other than my bedroom. This helps me to, one, avoid scrolling first thing in the morning, but also it forces me to actually get out of bed and turn off my alarm. And it's really helpful because instead of reaching for my phone first thing in the morning, I tend to reach for my book and my journal that I have laying on my nightstand. And then my last tip that has helped me when it comes to my morning routine is reminding myself that it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to get done. I don't wake up at the same time every day. Some mornings I sleep in, some mornings I might wake up earlier. Some days I don't walk first thing in the morning, but maybe I'll get it in the afternoon. My morning routine doesn't look exactly the same every single day in the same way, and that's absolutely okay because life isn't the same every day. For me, all that matters is that it gets done at some point. But of course, in a perfect ideal world, it would look the same every single day, but that's just not the reality of things. But this reminder has been helpful in terms of not feeling like just because my morning routine wasn't done perfectly that it doesn't matter or it doesn't count. I don't know about you guys, but there have been times when maybe if like I didn't start my morning off on the right foot, I would think to myself, oh, well, what's the point in doing my morning routine now? Or like if I didn't get a workout in one day, then I would just give up for the rest of the week and start over the following Monday. And I feel like that's such black and white thinking. If you show up every single day, no matter how imperfect it might be, that's still you showing up. So that's just something that I remind myself, not just when it comes to my morning routine, but when it comes to showing up for myself in general, whether again it's my morning routine, my workouts, wellness journey, my career, my goals, my passions, everything. It's not about doing it perfectly, it's just about showing up and doing it. But those are just some tips that have been really helpful for me. And as I said, at the end of the day, your morning routine should feel good. It should be something that you look forward to doing. And something else that's been really helpful with my morning routine is like giving myself a little reward after I complete my morning routine. So it could be like making my first iced coffee of the day and taking time to really enjoy it. I am so happy to be back on this morning routine kick and to be back romanticizing my mornings. I have missed the feeling of having a morning routine that you look forward to doing. And as I've said, just a few weeks of being intentional about my mornings has made such a huge difference, you guys. Truly, truly has made the biggest impact on my mood, my mindset, my overall well-being, my creativity, my productivity. There is so much beauty and power in creating a morning routine that works for you. So with all that being said, that concludes today's episode. I really hope that this episode inspires you to create a morning routine that you love. If you've fallen off track, to get back into romanticizing your mornings once again, or if you've never had a morning routine, create one for yourself. Once you lock in with your mornings, you will not want to go back. Trust me. Anyways, I really hope that you enjoy. If you want more content in your life, you can always subscribe to my YouTube channel. We are posting 2 times a week over there. On Sundays, we're posting vlogs, and on Wednesdays, we're posting chit chat, girl talk type of episodes. So if you're into that and you want more of me in your life, feel free to subscribe. The link to that will be down in the show notes. But that is all I have to say for now. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.